Hello and welcome to the American Humane Fireside Chat. My name is Judy, and I'll be the coordinator for today's event. Please note that this conference is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the call. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. If you require assistance at any point, please press star zero, and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Robin Gentze, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, friends. This is Robin Gentze, the President and CEO of American Humane, and I'd love to welcome you to our 11th Fireside Chat. As many of you have recalled, we started the Fireside Chats at the beginning of our pandemic, when we just wanted to spend time together so we could share updates and really provide important information about the animals in our lives. And friends, here we already are on chat number 11. I wanted to open up today's incredibly informative discussion and updates on our Feed the Hungry campaign with some personal reflections. Friends, the pandemic rages on, with many states seeing surges in the virus, and there's been so much economic pain and cost throughout our country. And friends, as I think about what is going on, not just in our country and around the world, I also think about the animals, and I think about how it's so important now to be a voice for the voiceless. This week, I just hosted the International Conservation Caucus Foundation's congressional briefing on the impacts of COVID-19 on our country's zoos and aquariums. I learned about heartbreaking stories of zoos and aquariums that are struggling financially as they reopen their facilities to their communities. Many zoos and aquariums didn't have the savings, the lifeboats, of financial resources to withstand the pandemic's length. And as they are opening, keep in mind that they've never really closed, with the exception for public viewing. These facilities still continued to have world-class care of their animals in the months to which we haven't seen and been able to visit them. However, some zoos and aquariums are facing very tough choices as they go through the summer. Will they be able to continue to do their vital work in conservation? Will they be able to continue to do their incredible work in animal rescue and rehabilitation? And will they be able to continue to educate the next generation of conservationists? The next few months are crucial for our neighborhood zoos and aquariums, our state zoos and aquariums. And friends, I'm worried, and I wanted to share this message from our briefing that many of them are worried too. We need to make sure that we're a voice for the voiceless and that we're paying attention to what's happening to our community zoos and aquariums, and stay in touch with what they need to be able to continue their very important work. Not only am I worried about the animals, those incredibly magnificent creatures in zoos and aquariums that are endangered, I'm also worried about these magnificent species in continents such as Africa. In fact, it was this week that I was to be back in Rwanda doing some vital conservation work, boots on the ground, with the government regarding their anti-poaching campaign. It occurred to me when I looked just last week and learned about the incredible, heartbreaking news about the murder of the gorilla Rafiki in Uganda. I was heartbroken when I learned of his death, and I worry about the incredible gorillas that I tracked in Rwanda just a few short months ago before the pandemic hit. In fact, we were going to this week launch a new effort to support anti-poaching dogs in Rwanda to keep these magnificent species safe from poachers. And friends, today I'm reaching out to you to share this news and this very important call to action. I want to continue that work in Rwanda, although we will be virtual and far away, and I want to support their efforts to train a dog, an anti-poaching dog, one of these incredible hero dogs that will keep magnificent endangered species alive and safe from the trafficking and poachers that do so much harm. I am looking to raise this summer $10,000 to send to our friends in Rwanda to support the training, the humane training of an anti-poaching dog, and I hope you will join me in launching this campaign to do so. We need to be boots on the ground in Rwanda, and when the world opens up as we deal with a post-COVID world, I'll be there. I'll be there to help. But in the meantime, I want to continue to uplift our efforts, although virtually, to help prevent poaching and prevent wildlife trafficking. And I'll hope you'll join me in this cause and help us find those funds to support the training of an anti-poaching dog. In memory of Rafkiki and all the incredible, incredible gorillas who are again critically endangered, I hope you'll join me in this call to action. I hope you'll join me in supporting our efforts to support conservation efforts around the globe. I had to open today's fireside chat because that was personally touching my heart. My heart breaks for these incredibly magnificent creatures around our beautiful earth who are being impacted today by COVID. They're being impacted by those unintentional consequences of COVID. As the world has stopped and tourism has stopped, dollars going into those countries that are supported through safaris and the like are gone, and bush meat trade has just resumed at such a rapid rate, and that breaks my heart. So I hope we can do more to help the voiceless in these incredibly challenging and desperate times. What we're doing, boots on the ground today, for our own country's animal rescues and shelter groups are indeed awesome and so inspiring. And today I'm so happy to welcome our wonderful spokesperson for our national Feed the Hungry campaign, Jean Shafiroff. In fact, she'll be leading today's fireside chat as our special host. I want to welcome her, thank her for her incredible leadership. She has some great guest speakers today who are going to share what our Feed the Hungry campaign has done for animals right in our own country. I'm so glad that each of you are listening to the call. You've been such incredible supporters, champions of compassion, allowing us to do this work to feed the hungry in our own country, and I thank you for what you do. And Jean, I welcome you to our fireside chat. I thank you for serving as our host today. I'm going to turn the call over to you, and again, gratitude from all of us at American Humane and all of the incredible lives that you have touched and all of our donors and champions of compassion have touched. Jean, turning the call to you. Thank you for being with us.
Well, Robin, first I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your incredible leadership. And I am so honored to host today's Fireside Chat, which is an innovative national forum for special friends of the American Humane. We felt that it was especially important during the pandemic when so many animals are in need to pull together America's leading movers and shakers in the humane field and to galvanize efforts to make sure that we are helping our best friends in the worst of times. As many of you know, the American Humane took a leading role in encouraging people to adopt or foster a shelter pet during the pandemic, and American Humane has worked hard to dismiss untrue rumors about pets transmitting the virus, which can lead to more people abandoning their animals out of unfounded fear. While shelters in more populated and wealthier cities have seen a positive reaction to our adoption messaging, many in the rural areas of our country or in places with fewer resources still have too many animals, and with the onset of kitten season, there are millions of cats being born who are desperately struggling to survive. And this is why I joined American Humane's Feed the Hungry campaign. For me, this is a great honor to be involved and to be able to help the abandoned shelter animals during the pandemic. When donations and foot traffic are down and animals are at their most vulnerable. Our goal is to provide support for 1 million meals. And I am happy to report that we have already reached a significant milestone toward that ambitious target, delivering funding for more than 500,000 comforting and nutritious meals to animals living in shelters in 27 states in our wonderful country. I think the impact of this campaign becomes clearer when you hear from the people on the front lines. And it is my privilege to introduce you to some of the very dedicated people working 7 days a week to care for animals for whom a shelter is often a last chance for hope. Rebecca Aikens is the executive director of Spay Anyway in Louisville, Kentucky, to which American Humane gave one of our Feed the Hungry grants. Rebecca, welcome to our fireside chat. And could you please tell us a little bit about what you do at Spay Anyway and what kinds of challenges you are facing at this time of year, all as a result of this terrible pandemic?
Absolutely. Thank you. We run a fairly small group that's actually primarily a spay and neuter assistance program for cats. But what we have found in our work is that a lot of people have quite a large number of cats in their care, and they're willing to continue to care for them if they receive help. So we primarily focus on spay and neuter, but we have just found so many people that also get in a position where they can't afford to continue to provide food and litter for their cats. So we have added that to our budget, and that's one of the things that this grant is really going to help us with, is to help keep cats in their homes rather than being surrendered with more and more people unemployed right now.
I think that's wonderful to hear. And here at American Humane, we are
like
so
I said,
interested.
Our primary focus is spay and neuter, and we actually we receive a lot of requests for help with that for cats, but we also seek out people who are in need of services. We seek out people who are giving away unaltered cats and kittens on sort of dangerous free sites, and we offer them help in order to keep as many kittens out of unsafe hands as possible. And after we learn more about each person's situation, if we can keep cats in their home, we will gladly assist with food as well and get all the cats fixed for these people.
Thank you very, very much for the good work you're doing, Rebecca. And that's all in the Louisville area, which I think is fantastic. I really encourage everyone on this call to help the animals waiting for their forever home. Please support the life-saving organizations like Rebecca's that American Humane is involved in funding. And it's very easy. Just please visit the website, our website, and that's AmericanHumane.org. And by doing so and by giving a donation, whether it be large or small, you are helping to save a life. And now I'd like to welcome our next guest. Her name is Wendy Hickey. Wendy is the Henderson, Nevada coordinator of Street Dogs, which is based in Las Vegas, and it also has a branch in Henderson. Wendy, thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you especially for all you do for the animals.
We help the homeless and the low-income keep their pets. We want to ensure that no pet is surrendered due to lack of resources on the part of their human. So we help them with food, medical bills. Our homeless, we provide booties, cooling scarves in the summer, jackets in the winter. We just want to ensure that the pet is well cared for, and especially due to this pandemic, many of the programs in Las Vegas have shut their doors. So our numbers have increased tremendously. And a lot of, we have about 15 to 20 pets that are on specific food that isn't a normal donation that we have to buy the food for. So that's what the grant will help us for, is to provide them with food. Some of them have like a, we have one dog that has to have kidney food because his kidneys are shut down, things like that. We also help with spay and neuter. And if they're homeless, we give them a 2 to 3 day stay in a motel so their pet can recover from the surgery. We've had, oh goodness, I'm sorry. Just last month, we did 7 spay and neuters. We did 6 pets vaccinated. We provide day boarding for our homeless pets because our temperatures are 118 degrees. So they can drop their pet off at a vet hospital or a vet clinic for their hours are open and they pick them up at nighttime. We've done 6 of those for the month of May. We have helped 14 pets with medical care, anything from, you know, burnt paws because they were on the pavement, or we have a couple animals who have allergies or licking issues that we help them with. We've had dogs that got in fights that we've helped recover. And we also helped 7 pets in the month of May with end-of-life assistance.
And this is so heartwarming to hear. Thank you so much for this work. And I'm seeing that our help helps you do your work. And, Wendy, is there anything else that you'd like to add here?
Just that we have about 30 volunteers, and every one of us works a full-time job. Not during the pandemic, some of us were laid off, but before it and after work, many of us work 40 hours a week plus our volunteer work. We deliver to people. We set up distributions where people can come to us. So on an average week, I log about 100 to 150 miles on my vehicle getting all the stuff for these people. So we work very hard, and we just want to see these animals cared for, and that's what we're providing assistance with.
Thank you so much, and God will certainly bless you, all of you, for your wonderful work. And American Humane, we really, truly want to continue to help you with all that you're doing. And as our listeners know, that helping the animals during the COVID-19 crisis and all year round is something we all need to work together on. We are very honored to be able to help you in your work and hope that we can continue to partner on many more life-saving projects in the future. And now I'd like to welcome our very last guest in today's Fireside Chat, and her name is Kim Zimmerman. She is the business manager for the Middleburg Humane Foundation in Virginia. Kim, we've heard some of the issues Rebecca and Wendy have been dealing with in trying to take care of our animal friends during these very unusual times. Can you please tell all of us of some of the challenges that have been part of your experience and what Middleburg Humane has been facing?
Sure. So like the other two guests, we face a lot of the same issues. One of our issues is definitely a decline in our monetary contributions. One thing that has happened is that our major annual fundraiser, which was supposed to take place in April, was postponed. We thought we could reschedule our major fundraiser for the month of June, and then as COVID continued, we then realized, well, let's see if we can push it to August. And after talking with our board of directors and our staff, we finally decided that we were going to have to cancel the event. So that event was something that brought in lots of dollars that would, get us through the rest of the year. So that's been a problem. We've also we recently moved into a brand new adoption facility. We moved in last September, and we really felt like 2020 was going to be our year to shine and show off our new building and our adoption center. And we really rely on volunteers to help us on a day-to-day basis. And because of COVID, we've had to pretty much halt our volunteer program. And it's been really challenging to try to stay connected to our supporters and our volunteers. You know, mostly we've been trying to stay connected through social media, and we did come up with a new program called our Equine Companion Program. We have horses here at the facility. We have a 23-acre facility, and we started this Equine Companion Program where we had sign-ups for volunteers who could come and sit right outside the paddocks of our horses and read to them, feed them. So it's been a very fun program, and we've had volunteers come from all over Northern Virginia who otherwise probably wouldn't have been connected to us. So that's been really fun and exciting.
So it sounds like the funding is gone because you're not doing the gala, and but you're involved in some fantastic programs. And
correct.
Thank you for that incredible work. And I think that American Humane, we want to be able to, through our Feed the Hungry campaign, help you out so that you can continue with the good work that you're doing. And Kim,
thank
you very, very much. Really, it's amazing to hear all the wonderful work that you are doing. And so now we've talked to three of the people today who are doing so much to make a difference in the lives of the animals. And the American Humane has been able to assist shelters, animal food banks, and even zoological sanctuaries across the country. And so far, as I said, we've already delivered support for more than 500,000 meals, and we are steadfastly looking forward to delivering another 500,000 meals to animals in need. And if you care about these beautiful animals who are probably even more frightened and more lonely than we are during this terrible pandemic, as they wait for what may hopefully be their forever home, then please, I said, please join our Feed the Hungry campaign at whatever level is comfortable for you. It's easy, and all you have to do is go online and visit us at AmericanHumane.org, and you'll help save a life. And to all of you listening, don't ever feel that a small donation doesn't help, because collectively, a gift, even $25, $50, $100, together these donations help to make a difference. And, of course, the $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 donations really change. And then if anyone is able to donate $25,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 or even $1,000,000, well, you would just really change the lives of so many thousands of animals here in the United States. Thank you all for joining us today and for all you do with the American Humane to protect and to give better lives to some 1 billion animals around the world each year. I think this is incredible. I want to give special thanks to Rebecca Akins, to Wendy Hickey, and to Kim Zimmerman for being out there on the front lines, helping thousands of animals every day in communities across the United States. Together, we are making a big difference during this horrific pandemic. If we continue to work together, we can make a difference for so many in need. And I hope that each one of you can help spread the word about the work we are doing. Our campaigns, our newsletters, and our new annual impact report are on our website and can help recruit new support to our cause, which is more important than ever before. Thank you again, and we look forward to talking with all of you at our next Fireside Chat in July. As we move these important meetings to a monthly basis, please stay safe, and God bless all of you. Now, I'd like to open up the phone lines to any questions you might have for today's guest.
Just a reminder. Sorry. Would you like to make the announcement now?
Yes, please.
Perfect. As a reminder, it is star 1 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. Please ensure that your lines remain unmuted locally as I will retrieve your name to introduce you to the call. Again, it is star 1 on your telephone keypad. Back to you, Jean.
Yes, and while we're waiting for questions to come in, I just wanted to point out something about American Humane that you may not be aware, and that is that this charity works with an extremely low overhead. The overhead of American Humane is 8.7%, and what this means is that over 91% of monies raised goes directly to programs, and this has enabled American Humane to get for the third time a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator. This is the highest rating possible. And as someone who's involved with a number of charities, I can say that this is extraordinary. This shows extraordinary leadership and work. And I'm proud, I have to say, to be involved with an organization such as this one, American Humane, which is doing work with low overhead and with high, high, high standards. So on that note, I would like to see if there are any questions.
There are no questions in the queue, Jean. I'll now hand it back over to you to close today's conference.
Okay. Well, I want again to thank our special guests. They are wonderful women all doing great things. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Wendy. And thank you, Kim. Thank you, Robin Gandert, for your extraordinary leadership. And I thank all of you for listening in. And please consider supporting the program, Feed the Hungry. And again, the website is AmericanHumane.org. I am personally so pleased with how the program is going. We still have to raise $500,000. We will do it with your support and with your help. And remember that no donation is too small. And collectively, we can help feed all the animals in need, or most of the animals in need in this country. And good afternoon, and God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on today's conference. You may now disconnect your handsets. Host, please stay connected.